And we are live. It is the 5th of June, 2025. We are here for lunch with Janita and Frank. Janita, you're warmly dressed. It's a little nippy in Johannesburg this morning.
Actually, there's just one shirt.
One layer. Okay.
Yes, one layer. But it's windy. So yesterday we had an amazing day. It was nice to be outside. There was no wind. It was actually quite warm for a winter's day. But today I don't even want to stick my head outside.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's not cold, but it's the wind. The wind is terrible.
Yes, we have the same. We have the same up here. And it's always windy here. And the wind determines where we sit outside. Yeah. In terms of temperature, you said it was an amazing day, so it was what, 22 degrees or something?
It was 22 degrees yesterday. I just want to check what it is today. Yeah. It's only 15 degrees.
Only 15, which is what we have at the moment too, roughly. That.
Okay.
Okay. What have you got in store for us today, Janita?
Okay. So first of all, welcome everyone. And I want to say a special thank you to Rosie, who chose our topics for this month.
Yay, Rosie! Yay.
So she chose all four topics for this month, and she made a very good choice by choosing two of mine and two of Frank's topics without knowing whose is whose.
Very, very diplomatic that was, yes.
Yes. She didn't know whose topic belonged to who, but she chose two of them. Mm. So today we are going to dream a little bit about where we would like to live, if we could live anywhere. So I changed it a little bit to say with no limits and no rules, where would you go? If you had no limits, no rules, and you can live anywhere for a year, where would that be? So I want you to tell me what you will see, maybe what you will taste, kind of food or drinks that you will have there. What do you think it smells like? If it's good or bad. And then what kind of housing do you think you will live in? Maybe a tree house, maybe an igloo, something different.
Right. So who's your first choice?
I'm going to ask Bruce, because he mentioned earlier that he might not be with us the whole hour. So Bruce, if you could live anywhere for 1 year, there's no limits, no rules, where would that be?
Tricky question. One factor is that I've lived in the same place for the last 50 years. And I really am not a great enthusiast about moving. I'm a great enthusiast, or have been, about traveling, but not moving for a year. It's especially increasingly a traumatic experience. Mind you, the people who move a lot, and some people do, end up by having many fewer possessions, or in my case, books, than I do, and that might not be a bad thing. So I suppose if I've got to move anywhere, I've got to move somewhere that could be readily used to accommodate the books that I have. On the other hand, I like nature. I like to have a view. I quite like islands. In this day and age, you can communicate with most people in the way that you want to, in the way we're doing. And so it's difficult. I mean, theoretically, you could go to the Maldives, but the islands in the Maldives are very out of the way, in a way. The Seychelles are more, in a way, more lively, I think. And maybe you've got to come back closer to home to somewhere in Greece. My nephew is in, I think I might have mentioned this before, is in the southern part of Brazil, which there's some fantastic places down there. But I'd keep out of cities. I don't know. I mean, I'd be so indecisive, I'd stay where I was.
What about just traveling for, let's say, a month? Where would you travel if you could do it right now?
I think one of the places I haven't been to, that I've, although I've been to quite a few places in Africa, I've always wanted to go to Botswana.
Okay.
I think that would be an interesting place to see more of.
Yes.
Again, I don't really like going back to the same place twice, but there's always so much more to see on second visits. And certainly I'm a great believer, because when I stay put, walking around the block that we have, which has quite a lot of nature and flowers in it, there's always something different. So I'm criticizing myself to say, don't go back to places you've been to before, because there's always something new to see. They're always different. Which doesn't help either.
Yeah.
My decision.
I remember my English teacher in Australia telling us once that we travel to the other end of the planet, to the other side of the planet, but we don't know what our own backyard looks like. Yeah.
Well, there's a fantastic quote of T.S. Eliot, which I've used in a photo exhibition a long time ago, called "You Travel Around the World to Discover Home for the First Time."
Yes, yes.
And I think I've been doing that ever since lockdown, really.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, I mean, when Monica came and visited us last December, all the way from Australia, she spent a couple of days here in our neck of the woods, and it was just nice to show her, you know, some of the things we have here, and just to rediscover how nice home can be, yeah, or wherever it is, yeah. Okay.
So that's also the thing with South Africa. Sometimes it feels like we are stuck here because we don't travel a lot. We don't travel outside of South Africa. But inside of South Africa, there's so many places to see and to visit and things to do. And there's parts of South Africa that I haven't even seen before. But then there's also a lot of parts and places that I have been, maybe with my parents when I was younger. So I think that I do have a list of places in South Africa that I still want to see or maybe go back to, because I was very young when I saw them for the first time. But there's also a lot of places outside that I would love to see.
I'll just put a plug in for Namibia.
Sorry, Bruce?
Namibia, just very close.
Yes.
The coast from South Africa is amazing.
Yes, very... that is really, really beautiful place.
Yeah.
It's just the hard sell.
The hard sell. That's not a hard sell. To go to Namibia, that is a very, very nice place. The people, the views, everything is amazing. So the next person I'm going to put on the spot is Rosie. Since it is your topic, one of the topics you chose. Now, Rosie, if you could live anywhere, no limits, no rules, where would you go? And tell me what you would see there.
I researched some place, right? And yesterday I looked for Australia, yeah. And oh my God, I saw some pictures. I saw some pictures, and I oh my God. And I chose this place because the temperature is like Brazil, right? Because I look at Switzerland, but Switzerland is very, very, very cold, and I
Oh.
don't think. I don't know, but I researched about that, and I saw the temperature there, and I like cold, but not so much. I prefer summer. And Australia, the climate is similar to Brazil, and there are beautiful, beautiful beaches, naturally. It's a safe country, with excellent healthcare system, right? And excellent quality of life. And there are a lot of beautiful places to visit. I saw Lake McDonald, I think so. Yeah. Opera House. Oh my God. White Heaven Beach. And I just thought, oh my God, if I could, I will live there for 1 year because the country is very beautiful. You have safe quality of life. I like it. I like it. Maybe I choose this place, Australia.
Australia, yes, Australia. So, what about the animals? Did you see what kind of animals they are, and maybe the coral reef, some things that you want to see?
Yes, I don't remember now the name of the animal, but because I researched about, and a couple showed a lot of places to visit, and one of these places that are I can't describe this animal, but it's a beautiful animal. And his animal looks like all the time is smiling. And you can see this animal in the street or on the in the in this place. Let me see if I have here this animal. It's
Was it in
look like
Western, a quokka? A quokka in Western Australia?
like
Quokka, but
this.
that's my nickname at Scouts, my scout name, Quokka, but only
Yes.
in Western Australia.
Yes. And when I saw some places, oh my God, it's really, really nice. And because the temperature too, because for example, look, Luxembourg, I saw too, but Luxembourg, it's the richer country. And yeah, I researched some countries, and I choose this because the temperature and the other things, safe country, quality of life, and 1 year. Oh my God, I think we will be nice.
Okay. Very
Yes,
good. Also,
and
different.
yes, and I've been in for 40 days, but a long, long, long time ago, in Tampa, Florida, where I studied English for 1 month. And Tampa is really, really nice too. And but yesterday I just research about can I have a quality of life? Can I live in a safe country? But I didn't research about Tampa. I don't know, maybe because I've been there, but oh my God, a long time ago. I think that's it. That's it.
Good choices, I have to say. Good choices. Lovely.
Yes.
Very good choices. And she did her research, very, very intense research.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, because when I saw live for 1 year, oh my God. Okay, if I will live in a country for 1 year, I need to know. Yes. And that's it.
So your version of dreaming is to research, is it? Because you need to invited us to dream a little.
Yes, but it's like a dream because this country from Brazil is the oldest side of Brazil. It's the oldest side of Brazil, and I have other countries in my mind, but because here we have a program on TV, on Globo TV, every Friday has a program about some subject. And I remember this country show, this TV program showed, oh, what is the best country to live? But a long time ago, and I didn't remember. And when I saw the news, the reportaging, the news, beautiful place, a very clean place, and oh my God, but I don't remember. So I chose Australia. Yeah, Brazil is a place really, really beautiful, not because I live here, but it's a really, really place. But for example, when you want to travel in your vacation or just travel, the price to visit some places here in Brazil is very expensive. And I remember when I worked in a travel agency, I worked for 20 years, and I helped people travel in the honeymoon, in the vacation. And some couple, when they got at my table to help them to visit some place, and oh, for example, Fernando de Noronha, this place is eerie. I don't know. I've never been there yet, but this place is really, really, really beautiful. But the price to go there and to go, for example, to Argentina or I don't know, some country in Europe is the same price. You know, okay, you have more, you need to have more money, but it's, oh my God, it's really, really expensive to visit some cities here in Brazil. But we have a lot of nice place, beautiful beaches. And the south of Brazil is really, really, really beautiful too. I remember when I went, I went in all the cities here in South Africa, and the country is look like Europe. The house is like this, and the majority of people that lives there are German or
it's Blumenau, isn't it? It's in the south of
Blumenau. Yes.
Yeah.
We have, I don't remember, I think 11 cities, little cities inside 11 or 12 cities inside the south part of here in Brazil. Curitiba. So Curitiba is a model city here in Brazil. This city is very clean. You have a lot of options with beautiful places to visit, but it's so expensive to you need to program, for example, like me. Yes, last year I went to Jericoacoara this year, but I needed to program, to program my trip,
to plan and book your trip.
Yes, thanks so much. Yes, and when you want to travel, you need to plan, depends of the city, maybe 1 year or maybe some months. When I For example,
Rosie, are you sponsoring Brazil here?
Yes.
She's selling it to us.
Yeah.
Rosie, your country is beautiful, and I don't want to be rude, but there are 194 other countries on this planet.
Yes. That's it. Yes.
Like Australia.
Like Australia, yes.
And South Africa.
And South Africa. Yeah.
Yes, and South France Africa as well.
Yeah, France too. Yeah.
Okay.
We have a lot of beautiful cultures.
But I think Rosie needs to come to Europe, because I want to dispel her of the myth that it is cold in Europe. Yeah, it might get a little chilly in winter.
Yes.
But even that is different now. But in summer, it's beautiful. Anyway, Janita, let's continue our trip around the world.
Okay, let's ask Natalie, where would you go if you could go anywhere for a year?
I like a lot the mountain, and I would like to go somewhere where there is a lot of mountain, an high mountain. I like to hike, and why not to go in Nepal or Tibet? Nepal. Yes, because it's a very high mountain, and I would like to. It's not only a place, but it's also an experience that I would like to live. I don't know if you have the same television program in your country, but in France we have a program, a television program, which called Welcome to Unknown Lands. Bienvenue en terre inconnue. And this is and they invite a celebrity, and this celebrity stay several days with a tribe, a very small tribe, which is cut of the world, and with no technology, and very typical and archaic. And I would like to live this experience, to go in a very small tribe in the middle of the mountain, cut from that crazy world, and live something very natural, very authentic, and discover without new technology, discover how they survive, how they live, how they se nourrir, how they
feed themselves.
How they feed themselves. Because as they are cut from the world, they do a lot of things by themselves. So it's about agriculture. It's about animals. It's about garden. It's about school for the children. It's about medical solution. I think it could be a very, very nice experience, and something that I would like to live. Yes, in the middle of the high mountain.
Do you think that you can stay there for a whole year?
More than 1 year?
No, for the whole year.
From
start to finish.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, I want to run for the hills, but that's a story for another time.
We will discuss that tomorrow, Janita.
Okay, that's also a very nice choice, but I don't think I'll be able to live in the mountains, isolated from everyone and everything for a whole year. It's possible, but I think maybe in the beginning, in my opinion, it's going to be difficult. But I think as you get used to it, I think it will be a lot easier.
Because they are living here, so I think it is not impossible. It's just a question of adaptation.
Yes. And to learn how to take care of yourself, and how to to survive, basically.
Survive. With no electricity, with water,
yes,
to serve, with a lot of essential things, which
yes,
are so important. And I think
yes,
in our civilization, we forgot all that comfort.
Yes. So there's a survival program that my son and I usually watch together. It's a man who actually goes to the Amazon. I will check the name. I can't remember what it is now, but he lives in the Amazon. Then he walks from one tribe to another tribe. And in each tribe, he learns something new, how to hunt, how to cook something. And he also learned the language before he went there so that he'll be able to communicate to these people.
yes, because
but,
yeah, I think the most problem will be the communication.
Yes, yes. So that's also a reminder of what we have at home. We don't have to fight for food or eat worms. But it all depends on where the tribes are situated. Okay, that's also a good choice. Frank, what do you think?
It reflects so Natalie's answer reflects almost a movement to escape from reality, quote unquote, to escape from civilization, quote unquote. And it reminds me that there's a YouTube person that I follow. He's set up house in the Dolomites, just north of Milan, I think, in Italy. And for 3 years, he has been documenting how he's been renovating these old houses to quite a high standard. And it's almost like Zen. You just sit and watch this whole program. It is beautifully, beautifully filmed. He's a Dutch person, and he actually rode a bicycle from Northern America all the way down to the South, I think, or somewhere through Africa. I can't remember which it was. And his cinematography is just superb. It's just like meditation watching this. I'll put the link in the comments. But so what Natalie has been saying reflects a global trend almost to sort of escape the rat race. Yeah. No.
Yes.
No disrespect to rats, but but they're, you know, it's part of a trend. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, Monica, now it's your turn to dream and tell us, where would you like to live for 1 year?
I had to smile. And first of all, great topic that was chosen, as usual, with Natalie's. Our favourite restaurant in Adelaide is actually Nepalese. That's our, you know, regular restaurant. We had Italian the other day for something different, but Nepalese is great. And Rosie's, everyone raves about Whitehaven Beach. My best friend sort of lives up in tourism, and all the tourists say, Whitehaven Beach? But there's so many other nicer beaches in Australia. But that's all right. It's just, you know, that's what is promoted in tourism. But it's also cold here, Rosie. It's -3 in Canberra tonight, where my daughter lives, and she was scraping ice off the car windscreen the other day. There's so many great places. It was a really bit difficult to choose, but with the mountain theme that someone else mentioned, I think Natalie mentioned, but somewhere a bit more civilized, because I do like my creature comforts. Switzerland, because Anita said there's no restrictions, but it's very expensive. But you said, you know, ignoring minor factors like that. Switzerland would be great. There's lots of great, beautiful scenery there. And I can choose between French or German.
And Italian.
Well, no, but I don't speak Italian. All I know is fasten your seatbelt, headache, and what was the other thing? Eat from my Italian patients. I flew Alitalia once when I worked at Huntsley, so I know Alitalia Alachara Lecintore. It's fasten your seatbelt, but it doesn't have much use. So, yeah, Switzerland or Austria would be the other choice. But there's so many great places. New Zealand's also very nice. My daughter was stuck there in quarantine for 7 weeks in a camper van. They couldn't move and then spent a few months there. But New Zealand's beautiful. There's so many great spots. Would be difficult, but I think I like the cold. It's starting to get cold here. Thinking of going north, heading north at the moment, looking very tempting. Some sunshine, got rain today, but no, Switzerland I think would be my number one list on my list. There's a lot of beautiful scenery, and there's, you know, beautiful lakes, mountains, which sort of similar to Austria. Austria might be a bit cheaper, but if you're ignoring, you know, practicalities like the cost of living and how much everything costs, I think Switzerland would get my vote. So yeah, but
Sounds like Eurovision, you know. Switzerland gets me first.
Yes, Switzerland is really
Austria.
France was nice. Friends have just come back from a wine tour in France, but France was lovely too, and I'm looking forward to seeing Frank again in a few months. But for a year, I think Switzerland and travelling around, but definitely in a bit more luxurious than Natalie was thinking. I sort of need people around, and my creature comforts.
Monica, why don't you actually take it one notch up and go and move to Liechtenstein? Because I think the income is possibly even higher than in Switzerland, tax free, I think partly, you know. A little enclave between Switzerland and Austria,
but depends. As long as I could go skiing, I'd be happy.
Well, that's becoming a bit of a problem in Europe. Also,
becoming. I saw an article a few years ago when they're trying to predict where they'll be able to hold the Winter Olympics in future. You know, they do predictions and. As each, you know, Olympic cycle goes, there'll be less and less places where they can hold it. Just somewhere, beautiful scenery. I like lakes and mountains. I did the lakes and mountains tour in Salzburg 10 years ago. But, no, there's a lot of great places, and Europe's got lots of nice food.
I can just see Anita's brain cells ticking over because she sent me a WhatsApp earlier this week inquiring about visas between Switzerland and the rest of Europe and what this was all about. And I'm thinking, oh, where's this coming from? Because this was totally off piece, this whole point. So you're now mentioning all these wonderful names like Salzburg, beautiful city, the Swiss Alps. You did have to spoil it for her. You did have to spoil it for her by saying that Switzerland is expensive. Well, that's just, you know, an
unimportant. I know it is. I know it is. From the research I've been doing this past week, I know it's expensive.
Yeah.
Anita said there was no rules. So, yeah, and it's a dream. So we can always dream.
Exactly.
Of course. We like to dream.
Yes. Switzerland is very beautiful too.
Yes.
I have a question. Monica lives in Australia, isn't it?
Yes, in South Australia, in Adelaide. But Canberra's inland. It's very cold there. That's where our federal government is and all the politicians. So, but it's cold and -3 tonight. So here it's only 8 degrees tonight. Friends just come from Darwin today, and he used to be here, and he said, how can you live here? But Darwin's up top of the north. And it's very hot and humid. And even though he's an Adelaide boy, he's noticed it's cold. That's why polar fleece is invented.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. I'm with Monica on that one, but we'll talk about that later. Clea, if you could go anywhere for 1 year, live there, no rules, no limits, where would you go?
So first of all, it's something I think about these days because I will have the chance to go on an exchange year during my third year of university. So I cannot choose between these two cities, but the first one is in Australia. It's Melbourne, because there is a very good university there. And so it's I've never been there, but I have a friend. She's Korean and she lives there.
Do you know her, Monica?
No, people ask. My besties in Seoul at the moment. They went to Seoul yesterday. But okay. Yeah, Melbourne's cold though, but that's all right.
It's cold too?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, it's really, 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 really beautiful.
And also, I really like the fact that it's like, it's not well located, but still it is well located because it's, it has a foot in Europe, but it also has a foot in Asia, like Asia Pacific. So as someone who is interested in Asia, but who is still very European as me, I really like the fact that Australia has like people from different cultures. I heard that there are a lot of Asian and a lot of Europeans. I mean, years ago they migrated to Australia, but anyways. And so there is a good weather as far as I know. And there is a beach.
Yes. And
nature and people, I don't know, maybe it's a stereotype, but I heard that people were very nice and kind.
Yeah, I saw too.
It's a stereotype. But,
I want to live there.
But the next point is that there is a long flight. It's a long flight from France to Australia, but maybe, I don't know, Monica, what do you think about this, but maybe if you do like layovers, it can do the work. Like you can just,
well, you have to stop somewhere in between, but yeah. You know, now there's so many options. But Melbourne used to have the most Greeks outside, this was many years ago, now Asians have probably taken over. They used to have the most Greeks outside Athens many years ago. There was lots of Greeks immigrated, but now there's lots of Indians, Chinese, all different cultures. But yeah, but Melbourne gets cold and it's a bit times, but yeah, it's but it's also got, it's good because it's the Great Ocean Road, well, that's out of Melbourne. It's got lovely scenery on the coast, but yeah, it's got up, yeah, it's got lots of culture in Melbourne, so football teams, but yeah, it'd be interesting to see what your other choice is, what the other option is, but
and
yeah.
The other option, it's Los Angeles, because so these, I mean, with what's happening with the USA and all, I don't really want to go to the US, even more to not to do my studies there, because what's happening with Harvard and big universities in how they treat international students, but still Los Angeles. I kind of grew up with Los Angeles because, I mean, my generation at least, because we had all these series, movies, Hollywood movies going on in Los Angeles, taking place in Los Angeles. And I think it's the capital city of pop culture. So it could be a good destination. I don't know. They have very good universities like UCLA, UC Berkeley. So, I mean, not in Los Angeles for UC Berkeley, but, and also I talk with a lot of, some Americans, and they said that California is, I mean, for them, it's a bit like outside of the US for them. I mean, it's not like Texas, or it's a bit like New York. It's really different. But I think I mean, I think Australia and Melbourne and even Sydney sounds for me at the moment better.
I think I'd agree with that out of the two choices.
Okay, Claire, we can move it to Monica's house for 1 month. Yes,
Monica's just going to see the messages. I'm here.
That with someone from Germany, and then who's from Dad's town. So you're always welcome. But that's over those choices because of what Trump's now doing with Harvard and other places. Yeah, I think Melbourne's a better choice of those two.
And she says it so softly. You're always welcome.
Yes, that's all right.
Perhaps I can just add that I think you might find San Diego a more attractive place than Los Angeles.
Oh, that's an interesting. Why do you say that?
I was very pleasantly surprised with it. It's got both history and it's got beautiful fronts, and it's not so hectic as car dominated as Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's quite some of it is quite a pedestrian focused area. Some of it. But I'd agree with the comment about keeping out of the States at the moment. It's plenty of other places to go to.
Well, they're not making it difficult. Donald Trump just put another 19 countries on the not welcome list last night. So, it speaks for itself. Yeah.
So then, Frank, now it's your turn to dream.
No,
yes.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's your turn.
I want to know too.
Yes, well, I want to know too.
My first thought was, of course, to go to a small, insignificant country on the southern tip of Africa, nobody's heard of. But that would be too easy and too obvious. I'm going to shock you all. And I'm going to shock two people in particular. There has been one country that has fascinated me for most of my adult life. And it's a country of which very little is known. I think Claire knows where I'm headed. Claire knows, you know where I'm headed. And it is a country full of myth and mystery, most of it political, and that is North Korea. And the reason I would like to spend a year in North Korea.
I'm reading a book about this country. No.
Share the title, please, later on after the meeting, Claire.
From John Zoom.
John
North
who?
North Korea Undercover, Inside the World's Most Secret State.
There you go. Okay. The reason I would like to go to North Korea is simply because it is the exact opposite to what we have here. And we have all the freedom, we have all the liberty, we have all the technology, we have everything. It may not be that easy sometimes to get from a cost point of view, but we take it for granted. And the other thing that attracts me to this country is the question. There's a program I watched years ago about a slum in New Delhi, in the middle of the city, and there was some British journalist who spent, I think, a week there, living with the people. And he said, it is fascinating to see how people hold together and how they help each other and how they just do things together in what is physically a really, really ugly place to be. And that's what fascinates me. Yeah. So we all go to these beautiful, wonderful places. The grass is never greener on the other side. So I want to go somewhere where everything that I have taken for granted for in my entire life will be taken away from me, just to experience it and to appreciate how lucky and how good we have it on this side of the DMZ, for want of a better description. And that's so. Whenever there's something new on YouTube about North Korea, it's the same rehash. You know, it's the same story. You get, but you don't really know how much of it is propaganda from Western media against North Korea, just as much as they produce propaganda against the West from their perspective. Yeah, but at the end of the day, they're people just like the rest of us, with all the emotions, all the feelings, and everything else. And the question is, how do they manage to live a halfway decent life under, from our perspective, terrible conditions? And even if I go to Pyongyang, which has changed enormously over the last couple of years, it's still going to be totally different to what we have here. Yeah. So that would be for 1 year, if I could stick it out. That would be my choice, but not for much longer. Yeah, I think then I would be happy to come back to here. Yeah. So now
it kind of reminds me of my sister's answer in that happiness lesson we did, or session we did, where she said that we choose our happiness. I think maybe in a way those people also have to wake up every day and choose what makes them happy.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And it goes to, and it pertains to something that I discussed with Ritesh on Saturday. You know, the less we have, the better it is sometimes. Yeah. Because we're not distracted by all the materialistic stuff that we can, you know.
Exactly.
You know, buy on Amazon. You don't even have to get out of bed. We did this a couple of years ago. You know, we bought a garden set of garden chairs and a garden table on a Sunday morning, lying in bed, and it was delivered 3 days later. I mean, there you go. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway.
You can get same day delivery, Frank, if you want it.
Oh, thank you.
But it also depends. If you want same day delivery, they charge you extra.
Well, of course, we've got money growing on trees, haven't we, in the West? Yeah. Okay, so Janita, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other people curious about your particular dream.
Let's see if you can guess before I confirm.
Oh.
You did mention Switzerland.
Talk about putting the mayor on the spot here.
Yes.
This is one of the new. This is
my favorite hobby.
poor woman has nothing better to do than to put me on the spot. I would sort of. Well, there's two places that come to mind, but this is going back a long, long time. This is going back to when we were talking about the cultural do's and don'ts, and you mentioned who you would invite to a dinner table.
Okay.
And I was very surprised by your responses. One was Leonardo da Vinci, I think. So that would put you into Italy. And the other one was Cleopatra. That would bring you to, well, that's a trick one because she was Greek, but was the queen of Egypt.
Yes.
So I would put you somewhere. I'm going to sort of expand this horizon a bit. I would put you somewhere around the Mediterranean, possibly Greece or Italy.
Good. That's very attentive.
That's my gold star for today. Thank you.
Yes, you deserve a trophy for that. Wow. So, Monica is also right. There's one place that I've always wanted to see as I grew up, and that was Switzerland. But I think it's mostly because my dad was there on a business trip and he brought back some delicious, amazing chocolates. And ever since then, I always wanted to go there. But then also, the place that I actually want to go, and I think it is in Italy, is Sicily.
Yes.
Yes. So Sicily, it kind of reminds me of the French Riviera. I don't know that. I don't think they are exactly similar, but I saw it in a movie once, and it was just amazing. There's mountains, there's beautiful houses, there's beaches and everything. So that is one of the reasons I would like to go to Sicily. There's also a movie my son loves to watch. It's called Luca. So it's a little boy, he's a fish and then mermaid, and then he turns into a little boy when he leaves the water. That's also a small Italian city or town, yeah, village, town. Very yeah. small, yes. Mm. And the other day he was actually starting to watch the making of how they've made or how they created this movie, and I just caught some glimpses. It was actually an Italian man who created this movie, or he was the director. And they travel to these small little villages to take pictures and to get inspiration of how they are going to create this movie. So that's on my to-do list or my to-watch list. I really want to get the names of these little cities or these little villages. It's also on the coast in Italy. And then Greece, definitely. and then another place I actually told my husband, I think it was on Monday, a place that I would love to also see is Egypt. I heard it's not very, very safe to take small kids there. So it would be a trip without my son if we do go, or if he's only a little bit older. But there's a lot of places that I would also like to see. And we actually watched a movie over the weekend, something about the Nile. Murder, is it murder? Death on the Nile. Death on the Nile.
Oh,
yes.
A Hercule Poirot.
Yes, so we watched that movie over the weekend, and then it just reminded me of Egypt and the things there is to see as well. My sister and I went to an exhibition, I think it was 10 years ago, also like an Egyptian exhibition, with all kinds of things, mummies, and gifts and gold and caskets and all kinds of things. But that was very, very interesting. And I think that is where this all started. So I have a list, not just one place, but if I have to choose, it will definitely be Italy.
Just be very careful of Sicily at the moment, because you might have noticed that Etna is erupting.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. So that's the Fruit Loop Welcome Committee. They're getting ready for the festivities and the parties when she gets there with her family. You know? forget fireworks. We'll just have a volcano erupting. Yeah.
Or the movie Under the Tuscan Sun for you, Janita. You know, so yeah, that was a few years ago, Under the Tuscan Sun. Mm. So
yes,
there's so many choices.
Yes. We can talk about the wine later, then, can't we? because Sicilian wine is in a league of its own. Yeah, so and it's much cheaper, probably. Okay. The clock is ticking. We need to finish on time today. Janita, you have, again, as ever, and I promise to shut up, the last word.
Okay. So I think that after today, we all have a little bit of research that we want to do on different cities. I wrote down all the names. I'm definitely going to have a look at them. Some of them I do know, but if Frank sends out the recording and there's some research that you want to do, like Rosalie did on Australia, I think it's sometimes it's very interesting to read about the different places, what there is to see and places to visit, and maybe even the history if it's something that interests you. But I think that there's a lot of magic in every place. Even with Natalie, who wants to go to the mountains, isolated from the world, I think that is also, it would be a magical experience. So even if it's just something silly that you thought about this morning or something that you researched very well, like Rosalie did, it's we are also very lucky to have the power to dream and to imagine these things. So don't stop there. Keep on dreaming. And maybe one day you will wake up in your dream place.
Indeed. Okay, so Janita, thank you very much. Janita in South Africa, Bruce in London, UK, Rosie in Sao Paulo in Brazil, Monica in Adelaide, South Australia, and Natalie and Claire in Seoul, South Korea. We meet again next week. I don't actually know what the topic is, but it will be a great one. We meet again same time.
It's one of yours, but I also can't remember now.
So that explains a lot. Anyway, so we meet again next week. Thank you very much for your time and your contributions, and see you next week.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Great topic as usual. Bye.